WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Welcome back into Murphy Center tonight. The teams being introduced. We've had our national anthem, and Kyle, tonight, before the lineups were being introduced, Coach Davis was given a commemorative game ball marking his 200th win, and that came on Saturday night in Boca Raton against FAU, and it really is something special to get that 200th win. But, you know, as Coach and I were talking on the post game and then again on Monday night, to get win number 20 on the season, win number 200 for him, and number 1100 for the program all in one game, that's something really special.
It absolutely is, and it's hard to put into perspective when you talk about what he's accomplished here, because it's – and when you look at who he's going up against, he's climbing that ladder, and coming close to the top of the Sun Belt Conference, when you're talking about the Gene Bartos of the world, well, that's impressive company.
Yep, and the Gene Barto number, I think, could be tied tonight or Saturday, but he's within three or four of passing Dickie Nutt's all-time mark in the Sun Belt Conference. So it is an exciting time for Coach Davis because he is really enjoying coaching his basketball team.
Exactly. And you know, he did last year and is doing so again this year. And from a coaching perspective, it's not all about winning. You know, winning's great, but you can really enjoy your team. And I think he enjoys being around these guys. And I think it shows in their chemistry on the floor, but particularly off the floor.
I would suffice to say that you, as when you were a head coach, you probably had teams you enjoyed more that might not have won as many games as your best team.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's almost no parallel between those two things. And when you have a team that wins and you enjoy them, that's about as good as it gets.
And this is, of course, a senior-laden team. And we talked about it early on. Human nature, you can't forget that your last two conference losses have come to the team you're playing tonight.
No, there's no doubt about it. And, I mean, from a coaching standpoint, you don't have to bring it up. You may not want to bring it up, but those players know. And, again, they're a prideful team. That's part of the reason why they are as good as they are. And they know.
Arkansas State is not going to go small tonight.
No, they're not. They are going to go with a three-guard, two-post lineup, which basically is trying to match Middle Tennessee because they recognize what Middle Tennessee brings to the table. Even if they went with a four-guard lineup, Middle has numerous lineups that can match up at the four positions. So they're trying to match our strength with their strength.
I want to remind our radio listeners, we are simulcasting on WatchESPN.com tonight, and we're about to marry up with television, so hold on. Our coaches tonight for Arkansas State, John Brady, 356 wins in his career, 500 over in Jonesboro. For Kermit Davis, we mentioned win number 200 in his career at Middle Tennessee. Two very good coaches tonight. Our third man tonight is Chris Burnett. Let's check in with Chris right now.
Thanks, Chip. Last time out, three separate Blue Raiders were able to score in double figures. Centrone, Marcos Knight, and JT Sultan. When I spoke with Coach Davis about that, he reminded me that that effort has got to happen here tonight in order to beat Arkansas State. Back to you.
The Ascend Federal Credit Union starting lineups tonight for Arkansas State. It's Golden, Finn, Downs, Peterson, and Townsville. For Middle, Sean Jones, Bruce Massey, Marcos Knight, Kerry Hammonds, and JT Sultan. And we are underway from Murphy Center. And a late arriving crowd, but one that you can tell wants to make some noise tonight.
Yes, they do. The Blue Zoo here in addition, and be a great to get off to a fantastic start to get the crowd in the game.
Here's Massey on the right wing for the Raiders, clad in white tonight. Left wing, Marcos Knight for three. He ripped it. What a way to start as the senior puts down a tray.
Ball screen, penetrating pitch. Marcos with the knockdown.
3-0 Middle Tennessee. Into front court, here's Downs with a handoff out on top to Finn. Trey Finn tries to work it inside, gets it to Hooten, back outside, there's Finn. Finn from 18, shot good. Finn hit the deck, travel call, and it's wiped off.
Well, nothing's going to come easy on either end. Both these teams very prideful in terms, and we're going to use that word a lot tonight. in terms of their defense. They rank number one and number two in the Sun Belt Conference.
Middle into front court. Here's Carey. Hammonds with the ball. Works to the right side. Gets a handoff from JT Sultan. On top to Sean Jones. High-low into Sultan there. He'll back out. Get it to Massey. Massey on the dribble. Fakes. Looks left. Now looks right. Goes to Hammonds. 10 on the shot clock. Sean Jones, right wing. Jones tries to bounce it in. Back outside Massey, a long three. He got it, his third three of the year.
Well, that's a great sight there. You saw him basically dig down on Sean Jones, and Bruce Massey made him pay.
6-0, Middle Tennessee. Here's Townsville down the lane. Got bumped by Kerry Hammonds on the way in. For Hammonds, his first, team first, and Townsville will go to the line. On the year, Ed Townsville, 74% free throw shooter, had 9 points, 8 rebounds in the game in Jonesboro back in early January. Second toss by Townsville is good, and the fans who are standing for defense can now sit down. It is 6-1. Middle Tennessee by 5. Here's Massey into front court for the Blue Raiders. Massey to the left, ball tipped away and out of bounds. Last touch by Trey Finn. And he is one of those guys that Kermit Davis will be happy to see graduate.
He's been playing about 15 years. But what a tremendous player. I have a lot of respect for him.
Here's Massey out at the hash mark right side. They lob it underneath. Sean Jones, backwards layup is good. The assist for Marcos Knight out of the corner.
Excellent job there. You saw Peterson fronting Sean Jones in the post, and a throw over the top with the weak side being cleared out. Easy layup.
Raiders by 7, 8-1. Down the lane is Hooten, or make that Golden. He tries to work it out to Trey Finn and throws it away. That'll be a turnover for Arkansas State. Their second so far in the game.
Yeah, you saw Golden penetrate and Finn relocated on the penetration. A little miscommunication there by Arkansas State.
Kerry Hammonds, left wing, on top to Sultan. Sultan to Massey on the right side. And a 3-second call against Sean Jones. Across the way, John Brady was trying to get some sort of offensive foul. Or some call, not sure what it was.
You're going to see Arkansas State again front the post. Middle should be able to get a number of high-low looks. They got one from the wing, but the top of the key is going to be a great area to get that accomplished.
There's Downs. Downs looks to back out, gets it to Ed Townsville. Townsville shakes and bakes, shoots from three, misses, rebound. Trey Finn puts it up, no good. The offside rebound picked away and stolen away. Knight with the ball, one-on-one, stops, shoots, misses, fouled. He'll go to the line.
John Brady will not be happy with that. Marcos Knight basically taking a one-against-four jump shot, and the obvious cardinal rule is don't foul the jump shooter. Middle Tennessee going to have to be very careful on the defensive end. You can't give Arkansas State additional looks. Trey Finn, one of the best offensive rebounders in the game, and certainly Mr. Peterson, who is number one on their team. Number three in the conference.
Marcos Knight already with a three at the line for a free throw, and that one came up short. So Marcos immediately looks to the sleeve that he's pulled up, and obviously it was not in the right place.
Clearly.
Second toss also came up short. Peterson with the rebound and a rare miss of two for Marcos Knight. Townsville into front court, works it out to Cameron Golden, the freshman from Memphis Ridgeway. Now Finn with the ball. Finn works left, gets it over there to Peterson. Back to Golden. Golden, now Peterson, left elbow, jump shot no good. Marcos Knight pulls down the rebound. Out to Massey. Raiders look to run. Massey now holds things up. Back on top, Sean Jones, left side Marcos Knight, trying to go underneath to Sultan. Now back to Massey, right wing. Massey to Sean Jones, right block, turnaround 10-footer. Perfect.
Sean, a little reverse pivot there. And basically when Downs doesn't rotate out, he just takes the jump shot. Sean can knock that shot down all day.
10-1, middle by 9. In the front court comes Golden. Golden had the pocket pick. Here's Bruce Massey. Out to Marcos Knight. Nope, Massey will keep it for the layup. And timeout, Arkansas State.
Well, Bruce Massey doing one of the things that he does best, which is harass the other team point guard. He and Tweedy Knight, two of the best in the country, at absolutely just destroying the other team's offense. And Bruce, as you see there, with the uncontested layup.
And earlier we heard on radio Monty Tao with the scouting report for tonight's game, and he said how important it was going to be to come out and fire the first shot in this game.
Well, in terms of steals per game, these two teams rank at the top of the conference. Middle Tennessee off to obviously a better start in that department, and it'll be a big stat to keep an eye on throughout the course of the game.
Grumpy Book Peddler has over 40,000 used books in every category, including audiobooks. Every category, science fiction, romance, mystery, westerns, or history, Grumpy's will certainly have something for you. They've been voted the best used bookstore in the Ruthie's Awards. They're located on Memorial Boulevard across from O'Charley's. That's the Grumpy Book Peddler in the borough. John Brady calling the timeout. Now Arkansas State back on offense. Here's Golden. Right side to Peterson. Underneath for a slicing Downs for the layup.
Yeah, JT got caught on the wrong side of that, and when the ball got kicked back to Peterson, Downs just dove. Easy play.
Sean Jones underneath, left-handed hook off the glass and in.
Yeah, complicated that a little bit by turning back into the defense, but still got that little right shoulder shot to go down.
Next dead ball means a media timeout. Handoff here to Golden. Backs up, gets it to Downs from a 17. Downs has both Arkansas State field goals. He's got four, and it's 14-5.
And quite frankly, even though he made that shot, that's the shot that you like to give up.
Massey to Hammonds. Now Marcos Knight, right side, over to Bruce Massey. Massey on the dribble, got fouled by Downs, and that'll be number two on Arkansas State and number one on Kelvin Downs. 14-55 left in the first. Middle leads by 9. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to the Blue Raider Network.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because 5 kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me. Just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks. I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents Mel Adams and Jeannie Ullman.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM/FM, online.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Better plans, better products, better benefits, and ultimately a better you. Get better with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee.
What a great start for this Blue Raider offense. Right now, 6 out of 6 from the floor, 2 of 2 from the three-point line. Arkansas State, meanwhile, 2 of 5 from the floor, 0 of 1 from the three-point line.
I want to remind you, the email box is open, whether you're watching or listening tonight, radio@GoBlueRaiders.com. That's radio@GoBlueRaiders.com. After the timeout, middle with a basketball, leading 14-5. Raiders made some substitutions. JT Sultan with a missed shot, and Arkansas State with the rebound. Tweedy Knight now in. Ray Cintrone also in. Driving layup blocked by Sean Jones. Out to Tweedy Knight. Knight into front court, drives down the lane, pitches it outside, but right in the hands of Golden, who traveled, and Middle gets it back. And Kermit Davis saying, make that pitch earlier.
Well, the guy that he should have made the pitch to was Ray Cintron, who was on the left wing wide open, and Tweedy, oddly enough, did not see him, and that's typically one of his strengths.
Lob pass comes into JT Sultan, who is really having a great second half of the year, his senior year, and approaching the 1,000-point mark. There's Cintron in the corner. Underneath Marcos Knight. His shot up no good. Rebound. Got it himself. Stuck it up no good. Sean Jones had the third rebound, but it fell off his leg out of bounds. Marcos Knight went in there and went to work.
Yes, as he always does. And unfortunately, what he saw was both Towns and Peterson in there. Downs, I should say, and Peterson in there. Not a lot of room when you get in against Arkansas State.
Nico Hunter in for the Blue Raiders, the junior from Utah, Alabama, as Sean Jones gets a breather. Sean had a nice trip to Florida, going back to his home area. Got to meet his high school coach on Saturday night, and he was very complimentary. Loves to listen to the Blue Raider games on radio. Arkansas State with the ball. There's Hooten back outside to Rakeem Dickerson, who checked in. Dickerson, a sophomore from Little Rock, and a travel on Dickerson as he got tangled up with Tweedy Knight.
Excellent work there, too, by Nico Hunter when he was trying to come off that ball screen. Nico had stepped out strongly and was going to change his angle. That basically created the walk.
Middle Tennessee leading 14-5. Knight into front court, gets it to his brother Marcos. Now Cintron between the circles, right side Tweedy. Tweedy gets a screen from Sultan, gets it to Hunter. Hunter, top of the key, works left. Hands it back now to Marcos Knight, driving in the lane at the logo. Picks up a loose ball and stolen. Arkansas State gets a run out. Here's Dickerson all the way in. Contested, and the Raiders get the rebound. Missed the shot. Tweedy, right side, Cintron, backs out into the corner. Lobs it in the lane. Nico Hunter throws underneath, but throws it away.
Well, there's no way that JT could have caught that pass from Nico in that short of space. That had way too much mustard on it. Again, transition, complicating the game a little bit. Nico catches that ball, should go just straight up and knock that shot down.
He had that 8-10 footer in the lane that he's pretty adept at.
Yes.
Here's Dickerson between the circles, works it back now to Washington. Kendrick Washington checking in. He is from Shreveport. Now Hooten on the right side. Hooten on the wing, tries to work around Ray Cintron. Cintron stays with him. Outside now, here's Finn. Finn drives out of the corner, shot over Hunter, his no good, and Cintron with a rebound. Cintron into front court for the Blue Raiders. Right side to Marcos Knight. They lob it into the block. Nico Hunter, turnaround, 10-footer, good.
Once again, Arkansas State really not closing out the Blue Raider post in that short corner shot. And Sean Jones and now Nico Hunter have made them pay.
Middle Tennessee back by 11, 16-5. And a foul on Marcos Knight away from the ball, saying he fouled Trey Finn. Foul on Knight, his first, team second. Hammonds and Torin Walker checking in. Torin for the first time, Hammonds for the second time. Gator Worsham and Ed Townsell in for John Brady's Arkansas State team.
Now at this point, Arkansas State has gone to their four-guard offense. Obviously, you're going to leave Washington inside.
Townsell to Dickerson. Right side, they get it to Hooten. Hooten back out to Washington. Now they work it left. There's Dickerson, tries to drive, ball loose, picked back up. 15 on the shot clock. Middle Tennessee still man-to-man. They've been that way the entire game. Down the lane, there's a whistle and a foul, I think, on Cintron. Yep, it'll be on Ray, and that'll take us to a media break. 11:51 to go first half. Middle Tennessee off to a great start, leading 16-5 over Arkansas State. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and City certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of City certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto. Shop where the dealers shop.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Middle Tennessee leads Arkansas State 16-5. Let's check in now with Chris Burnett on the sidelines. Chris?
Guys, when you think Middle Tennessee basketball, it's hard not to recognize the production off the bench. So far this season, the production off the bench has outscored the opponents 638-326. It's going to take that effort here tonight, continuing through the season, in order to keep having the results they've had. Back to you.
Blue Raider bench can win about every pickup game in the country. Our game tonight brought to you by the Daily News Journal, Middle Tennessee's first source for sports, news, and more. Visit online at dnj.com, and the Daily News Journal is our presenting sponsor of tonight's game here at the Murphy Center.
Yeah, the MTSU bench responsible for a plus 15 average in every game, and that's actually down from what it was earlier in the year.
The bench is shortened a little bit as we move down the stretch. Arkansas State with a ball. In the lane, there's Hooten. Boy, contorts his body and hits a 10-foot jumper. I tell you, he is so athletic.
Yeah, you can see why he's so difficult to guard, because that was basically create a shot, and he did.
Hooten is first two, 16-7, middle by nine. Here's Cintrone, left side, Nico Hunter, left baseline. Hunter looks to drive in, now turns, hooks it up there with the right hand, and Nico Hunter really shoots an indefensible shot right there.
Well, he certainly does. It's like almost like a little jump hook there, just a really simple play by Nico. That's what we needed him to do on that previous turnover.
Rakeem Dickerson back to Washington. Now Dickerson took an extra step, now drives in the lane, whips it over into the corner. Shot out of there by Gator Worsham, no good. And the rebound taken by Cintrone. On the run, he pushes it. Left side, Hammonds, three ball off the back rim. Rebound tipped out. Fresh 35 as Tweedy Knight picks it up. And they go to Nico Hunter, who could not handle the pass.
And once again, Nico was sort of relocating there when Tweedy threw the ball. Just we had so much time on the clock after that offensive rebound. Just slow it down, turn your offense back over, and keep shooting at the great percentage that you are, which right now is 67%, 8 of 12 from the floor.
Dickerson walks the ball down. Dickerson had 18 points in a game against South Alabama this year. 14 of them came at the free throw line. And that has been his high water mark for the year. Dickerson back out now to Ed Townsell. Townsell on the dribble, left corner. There's Hooten, shoots over Cintrone, forced it. Rebound, Hunter got fouled by Worsham.
Middle Tennessee, after that first little stretch where you had two straight offensive rebounds from Finn and from Peterson, has done a great job on the defensive backboards, and certainly that goes a big way in beating this Arkansas State team. You've got to be physical, and you've got to finish plays defensively.
Tony Bunner and son watching, and with his son, just like it ought to be.
Absolutely.
And got a nice email from him. We appreciate it very much. And Spencer Coughlin watching in Atlanta. We appreciate it. If you'd like to drop us a note, radio@goblueraiders.com. Middle works the ball underneath, and a foul called on Rakeem Dickerson, his first, team's fourth. Cameron Golden will check back in.
Middle Tennessee able to get the ball inside to Sean Jones there, and you can see the foul on Dickerson. A little zipper set where Ray Cintrone sets the up screen or the rear screen, and we dive Sean Jones, sort of a pet play for us.
Here's Ray Cintrone, missed his first shot at a three, and Arkansas State pulls the rebound. Kelvin Downs back to Townsell. Townsell works around a hedge from Sean Jones. Hooten on the right side. Hooten to the middle of the floor, back right side, goes to Townsell. Townsville on the dribble against Cintrone, looks underneath, and a foul on Cintrone. Boy, I don't think that affected very much.
You know, the definition of a foul is physical advantage, and I don't think there was much of a physical advantage. There was contact, but not advantage.
Marcos Knight checking in. Cintrone coming out. Arkansas State with the ball. Here's Golden, his team down by 11. Golden down the lane. Shot no good, but it draws a foul, and Arkansas State's guards are not afraid to take it down the lane. Sean Jones gets the foul, his first, team's fourth. Make that team's fifth foul. And it will send Golden to the line. Free throw good. He is a 67% free throw shooter. Hit the game-winning basket against Central Arkansas. Second toss is no good. Tipped out, middle, got it. Luckily, Sean Jones got the ball. 18-8, 10-point lead. Here's Jones, handoff, Marcos Knight. Knight gets it to Hunter, drives in, left-hander, no good. Rebound pulled away, and coming out with it is Arkansas State. Golden, fall away, 18-footer is good. From the right side, Golden now with three, and it's 18-11. The 11-point lead is now eight.
Boy, Marcos with a nice baseline drive there, and the ball unkind coming off the rim, but Marcos catching and sweeping after the pitch ahead. You see the replay there. As we've said so many times, when he wants to get to the rim, I haven't seen anybody that can keep him from doing it.
Kelvin Downs picks up his second foul for Arkansas State. Marcos 0 for 3 at the free throw line, and something's bugging him.
I'm going to tell him to take that sleeve off. That seems to be the issue.
It has a pad around his elbow, so not sure if that is bugging him or not. And you can see that the label is still in it. Second toss, got that one. Knight with four. It's 19-10. Middle back by nine as we move under 9 minutes to go here in the first half. Here's Washington, right side. They get the ball to Hooten. Hooten back outside to Townsville. Townsville works around a Peterson screen. Back outside, got out of control. Washington picks it up, gets it to Peterson. He'll back out, get it to Townsville over on the left side. Five on the shot clock. Townsville trying to shake and bake, back up, take a step, miss the shot, rebound, chase down J.T. Sultan.
What
out
a
to
great
James
job
Gallman.
By J.T. there. He got caught in a switch but did a phenomenal job on Townsville.
Gallman went all the way in, drew the foul, and he'll get to the line. James Gallman, the senior out of Knoxville, Tennessee. Townsville gets the foul, his first, team's sixth. So Middle gets it underneath. The foul is on the floor. Looking for someone to pop open. Massey needs to get rid of it. Safety valve out to Marcos Knight near the midcourt line. That was 4.9.
Yes.
Handoff out on top to Massey. Massey top of the key, goes right to Marcos Knight. Knight gets a screen from Sultan, now goes to the right side. Gallman, he'll pop a three, and he'll rip a three.
What a great screen there by Sean Jones. Basically, Middle Tennessee running a little staggered set on the right side, and Sean doing a great job as a screener to pick off the defensive recovery.
Middle Tennessee has now hit a three in 526 consecutive games. Here's Townsville. Top for Arkansas State. There's the handoff to Golden. He lost it off his leg and out of bounds. Middle Tennessee defended the handoff, and it forced a turnover. 7:30 remaining in the first half. It's Middle Tennessee 22, Arkansas State 10. Back after this from Nelligan Sports, you're watching and listening to the Blue Raider Network.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions.
There is superstition.
like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys, and the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. NFL fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Fans of the Blue Raiders win today. You are a winner as well. If you're at the game, you can take your ticket stub to a Rutherford County Sonic location and receive a free item with purchase. The offer is good for 48 hours after each home game. If you don't have a ticket stub or you're watching and listening, you can go to GoBlueRaiders.com, print out the coupon, and the Sonic Drive-In is proud to sponsor Blue Raider Athletics.
Chip, the Blue Raiders still shooting well from the floor. 9 of 15 for 60%. 3 of 5 also 60% from the three-point line. Arkansas State, 4 of 13 for 31%. And even more impressively for the Blue Raider defense, Arkansas State comes into this game averaging 6.3 three-point field goals made per game. Right now, 0 for 2 from the line.
Middle Tennessee in the front court, leading 22-10, their largest lead of the night, 12 points. Here's Marcos Knight, top of the key, looks high post, goes to Sean Jones. Left side, they work it in now to Sultan on the left block, back it in against Washington, faces up, drives in, hooks it up there, no good, rebound picked up by Sean Jones in the right corner. Raiders get a, no fresh reset. Here's Knight with a three, missed it. And Arkansas State pulls down the rebound.
Yeah, Bruce doing a good job of keeping that ball alive. Unfortunately, it didn't catch the rim the first time.
6:48 to go. Left side, here's Golden. Works it to the baseline to Peterson. Raiders double him. Back out to Finn for an open three. Got it.
Yeah, we went to post double there and did not get our rotations right. You saw a late shift down for Marcos, and Gallman got caught outside the lane.
22-13. The lead is 9. Here's Massey, left wing, outside to Gallman. Gallman works right, ball stolen away, but then thrown away. Middle gets the ball. It was stolen by Finn. He tried to save it as he was falling out of bounds and doing a good job of that, but threw it away and away from his players.
Well, the scariest part is he threw it towards the Blue Raider basket. And typically, from a coaching standpoint, you're going to say, throw it to the other end. Don't throw it towards their basket.
But in that split second, sometimes that's hard to process.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. He was trying to throw it to one of his teammates, and basically his teammate ran off without the ball.
Because he thought Trey had gotten it.
That's right.
Foul is on Kendrick Washington, his first, seventh team foul. So middle in the bonus for the remainder of the first half.
Yeah, Sean Jones getting ready to run a flex cut there off a screen, and Washington just grabbed him and wouldn't let him through.
So Sean Jones will go to the line. Sean, 58% free throw shooter. Missed that one. Tipped out. Sean got it back. Top of the key. Jones looks, gets it to Marcos Knight. Knight to Kerry Hammonds on the right side. Hammonds at the hash mark, goes in the corner. JT Sultan backs out, shoots a 12-footer, no good. Offside rebound and a foul on Sean Jones.
Yeah, Sean, as he often does, gets his hands low in terms of going in and sealing and pursuing. And that becomes an easy call for the officials when they see those hands down below shoulder level.
Nico Hunter coming in, Sean Jones going out. Got a couple of other emails. Doug Malin, who lives up in the Northeast now, went to school here at Middle. Terrific writer, and follows the Blue Raiders continuously. And he said he's getting ready for a blizzard up in his neck of the woods. And he encourages everybody to join the Blue Raider Athletic Association. Appreciate that message. In the corner, Arkansas State gets the ball out, and it's going to be Townsville with the 15-foot jump shot, 22-15, and Kermit Davis calls a 30-second timeout as they have scored the last five in a row to cut the 12-point lead down to seven.
Defensive miscue there. You saw Arkansas State running a baseline down screen, and Carey got caught going over the top of that screen. And typically what the offensive player does is exactly what Townsville did, flattens out to the corner and makes that shot.
Well, another one tonight from Brad and Bennett Zeitner listening in Columbus, Ohio. He says that the Akron loss looking much better every day as the Zips continue to win in the MAC, and you're right. The Raiders are going to make some noise in March, he says. Happy to have the early move to Conference USA, and he hopes to come to the Borough for the ULM game. We hope Brad and his son can be here, and Brad, a great quarterback. I would like to say that Brad is my personal, he's my Hank Haney, that he is my personal golf coach, but I wouldn't want to put that albatross around his neck.
I wouldn't let you.
Thank you. So you're off the hook, Brad.
Yes.
Middle Tennessee with the ball.
You owe me, Brad.
Marcos Knight to Nico Hunter. Hands it off to Tweedy Knight. Left side, Kerry Hammonds drives in. Whips it baseline. Backwards layup good by Nico Hunter.
What great court vision there by Kerry Hammonds. Got in the air. Nico Hunter sees that, dives to the rim. Great pass from Junior.
There's a foul, and it'll be on Tweedy Knight on a hand check, and Bruce Massey will come back in. I do believe, Kyle, that if you gave Kermit Davis 20 timeouts, he could get you 20 layup looks in a game.
I think he could do that, and you know what? On defensive miscues, he might use all 20.
That's exactly right. 5:08 left in the first half. Free throw good by Golden, as that was the seventh team foul and putting Arkansas State in the bonus. He's got four now.
It shows you why they're so tough to guard, because their guards can finish. They can knock down threes. I mean, you've got to guard them all over the floor.
Hit them both. 24-17. The lead back to seven. 5:03 remaining. First half. Massey running the team again. Now goes Sultan at a high post. Hands it back to Massey, working left. Massey to Hunter. Now Marcos Knight driving in, and a hand check. Oh, nope. It's going to be an illegal screen on JT Sultan. His first, teammate.
I did not see that, but prior to the whistle going, there was a lot of jockeying for position there. So I'm guessing they
somebody did
JT
something.
JT was getting the better of it.
Into front court comes Arkansas State. There's Golden, right side, and now another offensive foul. This one on Peterson as he set an illegal pick and disagreed.
Well, Peterson, as the Middle Tennessee defender was chasing there, sort of chased the defender, and a lot of times when you do that, you're going to pick up that illegal screen. The bottom line is, if you've made the defender have to reroute, there's no reason to have to move and pick up that illegal screen.
Ball knocked away. Middle keeps it with 4:30 remaining. We'll get you up to date on other scores around the league as well, as it is a full night of activity. Marcos Knight into Bruce Massey. Massey, left side, Nico Hunter, tries to beat his man, pulls up, shoots, misses, tips the rebound over to Massey. Raiders fresh 35. Massey gets it back to Sultan, top of the key. Back to Massey on the left wing. Massey lobs it low left block. Hunter, turnaround, 12-footer, no good. Offside rebound goes to Brandon Peterson, and Arkansas State back on offense. Here's Golden, pull up, three, no good. Sultan with another rebound.
That's
JT,
a big timer right there.
JT went up and got that one. Hammonds back to Sultan, down the lane. Lost the ball. Marcos Knight picks it up and lays it in.
Marcos doing one of the things he does best, just make plays there, right place, right time. Picks up the loose ball and converts.
Marcos Knight with six, and the Blue Raiders lead by nine, 26-17. Kermit Davis working hard as we are in the media timeout window, but a timeout called by John Brady stops the clock, so our next dead ball will pick up the media timeout.
Well, Coach Davis is desperately trying to get his team to move the basketball. Obviously, we like to initiate and go east-west for a while and give the defense a chance to break down. That was the play earlier where Carey drives the basketball to the paint. Obviously, anytime the ball gets to the middle of the floor, the defense is in trouble.
Take one class or earn your entire degree online. Find out more about online learning opportunities at mtsuonline.com. MTSU Online, a world of possibilities. If you're sitting there at your laptop tonight watching our game on watchespn.com, open up another window and go to mtsuonline.com and take a look at what classes you might be able to take. Arkansas State's ball after the Red Wolf timeout.
Could they use a marketing ploy of don't remain classless?
That could be. I didn't think about that, but you're right. Here's Townsville, top of the key. Townsville to the right side, working against JT Sultan. Altered his shot, missed it. Washington, offensive board, loose ball in the lane, kick out. Long three by Golden was an air ball. Peterson misses. Ball tipped around. There's a block by JT Sultan. Loose ball. Hammonds throws it into front court. Here's Goldman. Layup good.
Well,
that's some stick-to-itiveness.
Coaches talk about making plays. A lot of plays made right there. And the great finish, as you see, from Goldman after the tip ahead from Kerry Hammonds.
And this crowd appreciates the hard work put in right there. Middle Tennessee by 11. Here's Peterson spinning and a block on Goldman. Goldman's first, team's ninth. Timeout on the floor with 2:47 remaining here in the first half. It's Middle Tennessee 28, Arkansas State 17. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Karen's is mobile banking.
When I was in New York, I used my iPad to balance my checking accounts at First Tennessee.
And have you recommended us, Karen?
I would recommend First Tennessee to friends and family because they treat me well and I know they treat other people well.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Middle Tennessee leading 28-17. Let's check in on the sidelines with Chris Burnett. Chris?
Thanks, Chip. Hot shooter, at least that's what they call Ray Cintrone. Heading into this season, he was listed as number 39 on CBS.com's top 50 shooters. Right now, he currently ranks fifth in the Sun Belt Conference. He's made 41% of his three-point shots and 41 three-pointers. Back to you.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Medical Center, the official hospital system of the Blue Raiders. MTMC, a member of St. Thomas Health.
To this day, I'm shocked when he misses one. As many times as I've seen him shoot that three-point shot, when it doesn't go down, I'm like, wow.
I've never seen one come off his fingers that did not look good when it left his hand.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Arkansas State shooting 6 out of 20 for 30%, while the Raiders still over 50% at 52.2. Brandon Peterson at the line. He has 4 rebounds in the game, has 2 free throws coming here. First one is good. Peterson, he is, boy, you talk about a rugged inside player. He has been for John Brady out of Birmingham, Alabama, 56% at the line.
Averages 3.5 offensive rebounds a game, and that doesn't include the ones that he just keeps alive.
Hit both free throws, 28 to 19. Middle's lead is 9 in the final 2.5 minutes of the first half. Here's a ball knocked away and out of bounds. Last touched by Trey Finn. And when it comes to telling officials who last touched the ball that went out of bounds, basketball players are liars.
No disagreement.
They wasn't me.
Well, it's just like a fumble in a football game. You got 11 guys on both sides pointing the opposite direction.
Oh, absolutely. They're not alone. Believe me.
No.
Here's Sultan in the lane. What was that, a travel or a three?
Yes, he called a travel. Might have been three, but he called a travel. That's just a messy possession is what that was.
And Kermit Davis asked him what happened, and he said, Coach, he walked. Arkansas State in the front court. 9-point Middle Tennessee lead. 2:10 to go, first half. Here's Ed Townsell. Townsell gets a screen from Peterson. Doesn't do much with it. Bobbing back and forth. Now goes left over to Finn. Under 2 minutes to go. Here's Finn. 5 on the shot clock. Tries to drive. Raiders cut him off. Finn forces the ball in. Ball knocked away. That's going to be a block for Marcos Knight. He's got it down the lane, kicks it outside, but thrown away. A turnover, gets it back in the hands of Hooten. Here he goes on the run, took an extra step. That travel gets it back to middle.
Well, Marcos' defensive discipline was absolutely incredible there on Trey Finn. Unfortunately, he complicated it with the pass that he tried to make on the offensive end. We haven't been very good in transition, just keeping plays simple, and that's something obviously that's going to be discussed at halftime.
28-19. Tweedy Knight loses the ball, now picks it back up, tries to get rid of it, and a jump ball call goes to Arkansas State, and Tweedy doesn't turn it over very often, but when he does, it's typically that type of situation, Kyle, where he gets himself in a spot that he can't get out of.
Well, especially that early in the offense, the defense basically is shelled up. You've got to get the defense moving, and then that play will be available.
But last 9 games before today, 23 assists and only 5 turnovers. Ball back door loose. Raiders pick up another turnover for Arkansas State. That's number 10. Left side, they work it into Marcos Knight. He'll finish it off, and he drew the foul.
Excellent pass and court vision there by Kerry Hammonds. That's the way to keep transition offense simple. Just make simple plays.
The foul on Arkansas State's Brandon Peterson will be his second. Marcos with 8 first half points. Now 9 as he hits the free throw and converts on the 3-point play. 31-19, middle equals their largest lead of 12 points with exactly 1 minute remaining here in the first half. Into front court, there's Golden to the left side. Golden on the dribble, back out now to Peterson. Peterson hands it off, gets it to Trey Finn. Finn, top of the key. Left side, there's Golden with the ball. 42 seconds to go. Underneath, layup good by Peterson. They got it to him where all he had room to do was turn and shoot.
Yeah, slip screen action there. Nice read by Peterson, and he did a great job of avoiding the charge.
He basically went straight up, which is what you have to do to avoid that charge.
That's not easy to do when you're coming full tilt off a slip screen.
Massey, left corner. Hammonds, 3. Yes!
Nice play by Bruce there. Penetrates, breaks down the defense, and when they draw in, the nice little pitch to carry.
34-21, 10 seconds to go in the half. Gator Worsham backs out, 5 seconds to go. Here's Golden, long 3, no good. Raiders with the rebound, and they'll take a 13-point lead to the locker room at the half. Your score at the half, it's Middle Tennessee 34, Arkansas State 21. Dick Palmer has your halftime show on radio. Kyle and I will be back on television after this timeout. From Nelligan Sports, you're watching and listening to the Blue Raider Network.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs, and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Craig Culver of Culver's and Chocolate Lovers Convention guest speaker.
Craig, how do you make
make Culver's brownie batter concrete mixer so incredibly to die for?
Glad you asked. First, we take Culver's thick, creamy, made fresh frozen custard and add loads of rich, dark brownie batter and chewy, old-fashioned brownie pieces. Now, who'd like one? Easy. There's plenty of Culver's concrete mixers for everyone.
Whatever shape of diamond your girlfriend's been dreaming of, we've got you covered. Shane Company has thousands of round and fancy-shaped diamonds to choose from, such as Princess Cut, Marquise, Emerald, Radiant, Oval, and Pear-shaped diamonds. Shane Company's fancy-shaped diamonds are also individually hand-selected by us at the Diamond Cutters. This ensures that each is perfectly proportioned and sparkles with exceptional fire and brilliance. Most jewelers don't even carry fancy-shaped diamonds, and the few that do ask premium prices for them. We have both fancy shapes and low direct diamond importer prices. So get the value of a lifetime on the diamond of her dreams, only at Shane Company.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, at I-65 off Cool Springs Boulevard West. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
It's hot, and Lightning's Locker Room has the Blue Raider gear to keep you cool this summer, from dry fit hats and visors to moisture management tees for those humid days. It's hot, and you're going to need some cool Blue Raider gear from Lightning's Locker Room. Be sure to ask about the Lightning Buck Program, a $5 off coupon on a $25 purchase of regular priced items. Get yours today at Lightning's Locker Room off-campus location, 910 Ridgely Road, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you search with the Real Yellow Pages, you get more than a contractor. You get a whole new curb appeal. It's not just getting directions to a dry cleaner with YP.com. It's rescuing an old favorite from the back of the closet. And it's more than finding a locksmith with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting to sleep in your own bed. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile, only from AT&T.
WGNS, AM-FM, online. Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome into the MTNC Halftime Show from the Murphy Center. Dick Palmer with you as Chip Walters and Kyle Turnham doing their TV duties. They'll be back for the second half shortly. Meanwhile, we'll run down the scoring for you for Middle Tennessee, leading 34-21. That 13-point lead, their largest lead of the second half. For the Blue Raiders in the first half, again, good balanced scoring as they were led by Marcos Knight with 9 points. Sean Jones had 6, as did Nico Hunter. 5 points for Bruce Massey, 5 for James Gallman, 3 points for Kerry Hammond. In fact, it was Hammond's three-pointer that gave the Raiders that 13-point margin going into halftime. For Arkansas State, the Red Wolves of John Brady, led by Cameron Golden, with 5 points, 4 each for Downs and Peterson, 3 each for Finn and Townsell, and 2 points for Marcus Hooten. It's 34-21, Middle Tennessee leading Arkansas State at halftime. We'll take a break. Be back with a special guest for you right after this timeout from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
It always seemed like no big deal at the time. But son, you better be listening when I tell you don't drink and drive.
Governor's Highway Safety Office.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit, anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
Well, I'm ready for the game. How do I look? Like a Blue Raider basketball fanatic?
You can't show up at the arena without your game day gear. Where's your Blue Raider hoodie, hat, foam finger?
Where can I get all that? The game's starting soon.
The Phillips Bookstore has the best and biggest selection of the Blue Raiders apparel, gifts, gear, and more. They have one of the biggest lines of Nike MT gear around.
When you think Blue Raider athletics, think the Phillips Bookstore located in the Student Union Building. Shop online at mtsu.bkstr.com.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. NFL fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
And welcome back into the MTMC halftime show. Middle Tennessee leading Arkansas State by a score of 34-21 here at the break. We've had the Mardi Gras parade, and moving in alongside Adam Sparks, the D&J beat writer for our local paper, the Daily News Journal. Adam, welcome in.
Good to be here. Good to be here. I only had to slide down about two seats. I didn't come far.
Your newspaper is the presenting sponsor for tonight's MTSU Arkansas State game. Did y'all have anything to do with the Mardi Gras, or is that just a throw-in?
I think that was already preset before we got here.
Well, first, a few kudos, because I know with a limited staff you have in the sports department, you guys do a tremendous job not only covering MTSU athletics, but all local athletics here in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, and it kind of keeps you hopping, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, you just look at the last 24, 48 hours. We had signing day yesterday, kind of wrapped up coverage of that late last night, early this morning on the football signing class while still getting ready for this game, right in the middle of a winning streak here in basketball, so everybody's talking about that. You had the Lady Raiders playing last night. And then today, I know I was talking with some of the sports information staff about setting up a lot of things for baseball. You know, we had the Groundhog Day the other day, and I'll be starting a series, actually, a position by position, I think 5-6 days in a row this weekend, on kind of previewing baseball and all that's coming up next week. What, next Friday, I think, is opening day. And so you got all the major sports there colliding all at one time, but it makes it a fun time of year.
A busy time, but a fun time. And I guess sports writers are a little bit like broadcasters. You know, you give up a little, but you gain a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I got a job. You know, there's, 5,000 people here maybe tonight, and about 4,800 of them, I think, paid, maybe a little more than that. I didn't. You didn't. And, you know, so that's the fun thing of it. I mean, you know, I'd be at a game right now if I didn't do this job. The fact that I'm here, it makes it a pretty good night to still pull a check and do this.
All right, let's talk about DNJ.com. You're on the online portion of your newspaper, and I know percentage-wise that's probably growing every day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I was first became the beat writer in 2004, I remember we just put a few stories up on the site, and that's about it. Now everything goes to the web. It goes a lot more instantaneous than it used to. We go to the web first now, dnj.com, also blueraiders.com, which is our home site for all MTSU athletics. And you know, that this morning I put up a video gallery, or a video photo gallery. You know, it's not just stories anymore. I have a blog up there now. All that's linked off BlueRaiders.com. So
Twitter?
Yeah, I'm tweeting all through this game, and, you know, we got Facebook and Twitter, all the social media. And, you know, we'll sit here a year from now, and it'll be some other type of social media that doesn't even exist right now. So it's changing quickly, but I know a lot of our digital coverage has grown, and a lot of people have kind of latched on to the digital version of D&J over the last 6 months to a year.
All right, great to talk with you, and again, thanks to the D&J for being the presenting sponsor for tonight's game.
Good deal. Thanks, Dick.
Adam Sparks, MTSU beat writer, with us here at halftime. It's Middle Tennessee 34, Arkansas State 21, and Chip and Kyle will be back right after this timeout. From Elegant Sports, you're on the Blue Raider Network.
At Creekside Assisted Living of Murfreesboro, we provide excellence in service while maintaining the dignity of our residents in a home-like atmosphere. Come see our new community, which includes bistros, salons, a library, and spacious activity areas. A kind, friendly, and well-trained staff can help residents with the daily activities of life. Locally owned by Blue Raider alumni Tim Keach and Kent Ayer, find out more about Creekside Assisted Living, 895-3002, or online at www.creeksideassistedliving.com.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Hey, how you doing?
Ticket, please.
You gotta have a ticket to get in here?
Yep.
I don't have a ticket.
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, how much are tickets?
We're sold out.
So I can't get in?
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, I got this ticket.
What kind of ticket is that?
Tennessee Lottery Black. Could be worth $1 million.
You're in.
With a top prize of $1 million, the new Tennessee Lottery Black Instant Game could just open some doors for you. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
The Chick-fil-A update. The BCC, the Bovine Communications Committee, has banned the use of the word beef on commercial airwaves. Cows call it the B word, ends in F, two E's in the middle. Phrases like where's the beef are now punishable with random electric cattle prodding. Should you ever say beef or crave beef, head to Chick-fil-A. Then think good thoughts and eat good things, like the original chicken sandwich, a tender, juicy breast of chicken placed on a hot buttered bun with two crucial pickles. I've got no beef with that. Chick-fil-A. We didn't invent the chicken, just the chicken sandwich.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Lori's is customer service.
I absolutely love their customer service, their kindness, their genuineness, their skill. They answer all of my stupid financial questions and never let me feel like I'm the financial dummy.
And have you recommended us, Lori?
I've recommended First Tennessee Bank to everybody I know.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM/FM, online.
Back into our radio broadcast on the Blue Raider Network. Glad to have you with us. We're rejoining our TV audience here momentarily. Time to take a look at our Roscoe Brown halftime stats, brought to you by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air.
Chip, Middle Tennessee, 14 of 25 from the floor for 56%, 4 of 7 from the three-point line for 57%, 2 of 6 from the free throw line, 18 boards, 5 of which were offensive, 9 assists, 10 turnovers. For Arkansas State, 7 of 23 from the floor for only 30%, 1 of 5 from the three-point line for 20%, 6 of 8 from the free throw line. And again, that rebounding battle, 18 to 12 in favor of Middle Tennessee, 4 offensive boards there for Arkansas State, 6 assists and 10 turnovers for the Red Wolves.
Raiders had 9 points from Marcos Knight to lead all scorers in the first half, 6 each from Nico Hunter and Sean Jones. Cameron Golden led the way for Arkansas State as he had a total of 5 points. Two others had four. And Middle will have the ball leading by 13 here in the second half at Murphy Center on Mardi Gras night. It had quite a parade here at halftime.
We were having to take cover over here.
We were. We were. Beads and moon pies were flying in the air.
Not a bad combination.
Raiders get it inside. JT Sultan with the dunk. And we say hello, Yazoo City, Mississippi.
Marcos Knight coming off the curl there. When you had the help up from the Arkansas State post player, JT Sultan sliding to the rim. Marcos with a great pass for the dunk.
Raiders with a set play coming out of the locker room.
Not surprising.
Not at all. Here's Peterson, foul inside on Sean Jones. And again, if you look when the whistle was blown, his hands were down by his hips.
That's absolutely right. He's got to play with high hands there. If he does that, he won't pick up that foul. His defensive positioning is good, but his hands are bad.
Nico Hunter in and Sean Jones goes out. Raiders 16-0 this year when leading at the half. There's Finn in the lane. Made some room for himself, lost the ball. I think he gained an advantage and drew a foul there. It'll be on Middle Tennessee, and JT Sultan will get it. But it appeared he used his forearm to make some room prior to that.
Well, there's not a lot of space out there, that's for sure. You can see the play there. Bruce Massey knocked it loose, and you can see on the replay when JT swings down, that's when the foul is called. If he just stays straight up there, no foul and probably no made basket.
One final in the league so far tonight. FIU clobbers FAU 84-65.
Arguably the most improved team in the league. And a team that nobody wants to play in the conference tournament.
Finn hits one out of two. It's 36-22. Middle's lead is 14. And the Raiders are in the front court. Massey, right side, Hammonds. Now high post, JT Sultan over in the corner. There's Hammonds, a three. No good. Offside rebound picked up by Hunter. He'll stick it in.
That's a nice play by Nico. Arkansas State opening up in the zone. Hammonds takes the three. Nico Hunter comes in from the short corner, boxes in weak side.
Largest lead of the game, 16 points for Middle Tennessee. Golden drives to the right baseline, pulls up, kicks it back to Finn in the corner to Townsell. His three no good, and Marcos Knight with a rebound. Raiders run. Massey, right side, Hammonds, lay-in is good.
That's a nice, simple pass there from Bruce and Carey, just streaking right down the right side the whole way. Simple bounce pass, nice layup.
Here's Golden, left side. Golden in the lane, kicks it over in the corner. Three in the air from Finn, no good. Offside, Peterson gets the rebound for the Red Wolves. Back in the lane, his baby hook no good. And another rebound for Marcos Knight. Knight busts into front court. Back to Sultan. Right side Hammonds into Nico Hunter. Hunter driving. Left-hander. Yes, sir.
Well, that's great left-handed touch there by Nico. Working early, creating position underneath. Very simple play. Feed him and let him eat.
Nico Hunter with 10 and Middle leads by 20. Right side. Shot up and no good by Downs. It was an air ball. And who's got it? Marcos Knight.
There's
into
a shot.
Front court. Knight, left elbow. Back out now to Hammonds. There's a three. Missed it. Rebound pulled away and a foul. Bruce Massey coming over the top. His first, team third.
Boy, that one had all the possibility of going down and blowing the roof off this place. If Junior can knock that one down, the beads start flying again, Chipper.
That's right. 42-22 is your score. Middle Tennessee with their largest lead of the night. They have opened up on an 8-2 run to start the second half. Golden. Golden down the lane. Head fakes. Lost the ball. Massey has it. Looks to get rid of it. Does so to Marcos Knight. Knight into front court. Drives down the lane. Crossover. Layup. Good! And a foul.
What a nice play by Marcos Knight. He gave a little fake pass to the right and forced the defense to have to shift. And when it did, it was late getting there. Marcos with the finish, as you see.
Marcus Hooten with a foul. His first, team's first. Knight with 11, looking for point number 12. Free throw up, free throw good. Knight with a dozen, and it's 45-22, Middle by 23.
Marcos in that double-double territory.
He needs two rebounds.
Yes, he does.
Nico Hunter with a foul as they push the ball out to Washington, and Nico in a bad spot there gets his first foul. Fourth team foul.
Yeah, got caught with his left arm on the wrap around there of Washington. Of course, that's easier said than done. Mr. Washington is a pretty stout guy.
Here's Rakeem Dickerson. Dickerson bounces it low to Washington, backs in against Hunter, goes one way, then another, then a foul, no basket, as it did not go in, and Hunter gets his second foul in a span of about 30 seconds.
Well, you'll see there Nico standing straight up and absolutely no contact. You can see from that replay there, that's just a poor call.
Washington will have a couple of free throws, missed the first one. The official explaining to Bruce Massey that he kind of used his knee against the thigh of Washington. Second toss, got that one. Kendrick Washington, his first points of the game, 45-33. And it is an 11-3 run by the Raiders to start this second half.
Arkansas State, a little 1-2-2 zone press. Middle Tennessee breaking it right down the middle.
Foul on the way up as Marcos Knight gets fouled by Peterson. His third, team second.
I really like the location where Middle Tennessee gets the ball to Marcos. He's in the middle of the floor with two wings coming down, basically in a three-on-two scenario. And Marcos is so good because he can finish or dish in that situation.
Knight missed the free throw. That is the one area he has not been good tonight, is at the free throw line. And he looked at the rim like he was mad at it right there.
The rim really doesn't want that.
Second toss is good. One thing Coach Davis every once in a while reminds Marcos is, you know, Marcos, you're a pretty good player, but you know what? You haven't been player of the week one time this year. And I think Marcos is about tired of hearing that. Arkansas State in the front court, middle leads 46-23. Right side, Washington, his shot no good. Raiders get the bounce off the board. Nico Hunter, Massey, right side, Marcos Knight, baseline, back to Nico Hunter for the layup.
What a great pass there from Marcos. He's driving right side, gets caught in no man's land, gets up in the air and drops it off. What a great play.
Middle by 25. Back on top to Dickerson, high-low pass. Peterson can't handle it. Turnover, number 12 on Arkansas State. Here's Massey in the lane, spinning move, leaves it off. Hammonds lays it in.
Nice pass there by Bruce Massey. Again, great court vision and tremendous unselfishness being exhibited by this Middle Tennessee team.
50-23, Middle by 27. And there's a foul on Nico Hunter, and Coach Davis wasn't quite sure of the foul, but a media timeout comes with 15:25 left in the second half. Your score, Middle Tennessee 50, Arkansas State 23. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
At Creekside Assisted Living of Murfreesboro, we provide excellence in service while maintaining the dignity of our residents in a home-like atmosphere. Come see our new community, which includes bistros, salons, a library, and spacious activity areas. A kind, friendly, and well-trained staff can help residents with the daily activities of life. Locally owned by Blue Raider alumni Tim Keach and Kent Ayer, find out more about Creekside Assisted Living, 895-3002, or online at www.creeksideassistedliving.com.
The orthopedic team at Middle Tennessee Medical Center is committed to the highest level of health care in the region. That's why we recruit highly ranked members to our already extensive network of specialists. From computer-assisted knee surgery to total joint replacement, our team of nationally ranked orthopedic specialists deliver a full range of services dedicated to the prevention, diagnosis, and rehabilitation of joint, skeletal, and muscular injury and disease.
Visit mtmc.org/orthopedics to learn more.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Middle Tennessee blasts out of the second half gate. They lead 50-23. Time now to check in with Chris Burnett. Chris.
Guys, they call it the glass house, and Murphy Center has been good to the Blue Raiders lately. This season, 12-0 at home, 24 straight regular season home wins over the last two seasons, 26-2 overall. That's good for ninth nationally. Back to you guys.
And it's off to a good start here this evening. Visit the Boulevard for great lunch and dinner specials located at the corner of East Main and Middle Tennessee Boulevard. The Boulevard is a Blue Raider fan's home away from home with plenty of big screen televisions featuring all the games you want to see. That's the Boulevard.
What a great start for the Blue Raiders coming out of that locker room. Little 16-2 run at this point. Keyed by 6 of 8 shooting from the floor for Middle Tennessee. 0 of 5 for Arkansas State. Getting it done on both ends.
Here's Dickerson in the lane to Washington. Makes some room. Gets a foul. Of course, he pushed two guys out of the way to get open. The foul called on Torin Walker, his first. And Washington will be at the line. Another look at it. And Torin did not keep his hand straight up.
Nope.
Free throw good by Washington. His only 2 points tonight have been at the line. He is a junior from Shreveport. 6'7", 274, and still growing. Got them both. He's got 3, 50-25. So the Raiders have it doubled up. Here's Massey being guarded in backcourt. And a foul on Rakeem Dickerson, his first. I think that the second on Dickerson, first this half. Third team foul, and Dickerson continues to jaw with Massey, and Massey gives it right back. Ball comes in to Bruce Massey. Massey made a little room there.
A little.
Massey on top to Centrone. Ray works it left to Marcos Knight. Baseline, Torin Walker. No basket. They say the foul on the floor, and it will be on Dickerson, his third. Team's fourth, and he had Torin Walker right across the wrist. Yep, that was a foul.
Yeah, there's no question. He had his arm. That was the reason why Torin couldn't get the ball up.
Comes in JT Sultan. Up, missed it. Rebound. Pulled away by Arkansas State. Dickerson. Dickerson, top of the key. Raiders in a looking man-to-man. Right side. Ball kicks out. Dickerson with it out on top. Dickerson, bounce feet into Washington. Turns, lays it up. J.D. Sultan will block it, and he's fouled from behind by Gator Worsham, his second, team's fifth.
You can see on the replay there, Torin trying to stay vertical. J.T. coming over as a good post player will. A lot of times it's the best place to get a block shot is not on the ball but off the ball.
Middle by 25. The Raiders looking to go 13-1 in the league and 21-4 overall. And this floor has been good to the Raiders, as you heard Chris say. 50-25, left side here. Sultan from 18, his jump shot no good. Got his own rebound, though. Goes back in, spinning move, shot no good. Walker tips it, but coming down with it is Hooten. Red Wolves come the other way. Dickerson. Top of the key, now Peterson, left side. They'll roll it back out now to Hooten. Hooten tries to work down the lane, drives, misses the layup, rebound pulled away by Marcos Knight. That'll be rebound number 9. And you can see a little hitch in his get-along and either turned his ankle. It looks like Charlie Horse or something there as he'll stretch that back out. He'll be back to try to get one more rebound for a double-double. Right now, he has 9 rebounds to go along with 13 points. Marcos has missed a double-double by 1 rebound 4 times this year. Don't want to make it a 5th tonight.
No.
Here's Tweedy Knight, high post. They work it to Torin Walker. Walker hands it off to Centrone, drives all the way in. Layup good.
That's the element of his game that has improved so much on the offensive end. Last year, more of a 3-point shooter entirely. This year, putting the ball on the floor.
Worsham loses it. Tweedy Knight has it. Knight into front court. Right wing, here's Walker out on top. Into the corner, Gallman with the ball. Slip screen underneath. Layup good by Ray Cintrone.
Great cut by Ray there. They were going to rear screen the passer. Arkansas State tried to cheat the play, and Ray face cut his man for a give and go wide open layup.
Middle Tennessee leads by 29 with 13 minutes to go. Back after this timeout from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Guys, you wouldn't send someone else to a jewelry store to pick out a diamond for the woman you love. The only way to know the quality is to see the diamonds yourself. At Shane Company, our diamond buyers also have to see the diamonds firsthand. That's why they go to the diamond cutters in Antwerp, Tel Aviv, and Mumbai and handpick the diamonds with the most sparkle from within each grade. Because we buy so many diamonds, negotiate hard, and pay cash, we get the best prices. Most other jewelers buy their diamonds sight unseen from middlemen and are forced to pass those markups on to their customers. See what your money buys elsewhere, then come to Shane Company for a diamond that sparkles beautifully and a price that will amaze you.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Putting on a show tonight, leading Arkansas State 54-25. Just under 13 minutes to go. Special guest here this evening, Lieutenant Governor Ron Ramsey from up in East Tennessee. He is enjoying the game along with Dr. Sidney McPhee and State Senator Bill Ketron. And glad to have the Lieutenant Governor here tonight. I want to remind you that Sam's All-American Sports Grill is a partner of Blue Raider Athletics. They have three locations, Stones River Mall in Murfreesboro, Hillsboro Village in Nashville, and in Hendersonville. Sam's has great $5.99 lunch specials every weekday and $2.99 late-night Sammy's to cure those after-the-game cravings. Be sure and join us on Monday nights at 6 and 7 o'clock for Rick Insel Live and Kermit Davis Live at Sam's All-American Sports Grill.
I feel confident I'll be the kiss of death here. But as you see there, Middle Tennessee on a 20-4 run. Arkansas State at the 12:55 mark still does not have a field goal in this half.
Well, let's see. There goes Dickerson and does not get a field goal there.
Dodged a bullet.
He had a little more open look than you were hoping for there, didn't he? Here's Tweedy Knight on the right side for the Blue Raiders. Looks down the lane, kicks it over to Torin Walker. Eight-footer, no good. Offside rebound. Hammonds tried to keep it alive, and the ball was knocked out of bounds, they say now by Hammonds, as they changed it and got the call right. Our pictures tonight, compliments of our EMC production crew, the electronic media communications students here on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University. And, boy, they look great on ESPN3. Here's Cameron Golden. Back out now to Rakeem Dickerson. Dickerson doubled, gets it now to Washington. They dump it into Peterson, shooting over Hammonds, no good. Rebound pulled away, Torin Walker. Walker gets it out to Tweedy Knight, surveys the floor, now works to the right side. Back over left, there's Cintrone. Got a screen from Torin Walker, goes down the lane. His shot off the glass is no good. Walker, offensive board, up strong. Layup, no good, but he drew a foul.
That's great work there by Torin Walker. Comes in basically off the ball screen, dives to the rim, and gets an excellent offensive rebound.
Media timeout with 11:52 remaining. Middle Tennessee leading by 29 over Arkansas State, 54-25. Back to the glass house after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network. Hey, Blue Raider fans, get fired up for the big game with delicious bunny bread and bunny buns. With its distinctive, fresh taste and its wholesome complex carbohydrates, Bunny gives you the natural energy and nutrition you need to cheer on the Blue Raiders to a victory. Get ready for the big game by picking up a bag of Bunny today. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Mr. B's Express Car Wash supports Blue Raider Athletics and invites you to their location at the corner of Clark and Memorial for the absolute best car wash experience in Murfreesboro. Join the Unlimited Car Wash Club and you can get as many washes as you want every month. Remember, the vacuums are always free at Mr. B's. And Kyle, we talked about Mr. B's. I need to talk about Mr. G, our producer, Alex Gibson. Tonight is his last game with us. He has gotten a job and will be going on tour with a contemporary Christian group and will be doing great work for them. He has done great work for us.
He absolutely has.
There's some big shoes to fill in there, fellas. So we wish Alex Gibson all the very best. He has been on our all-star production team since the inception. Torin Walker at the line hits the first free throw. He'll have another coming. Got them both. You got to take your opportunities when you get in, Kyle.
And Torin, by and large, in the second half of the year, has done exactly that. He's really given us some great minutes.
Here's Dickerson, top of the key. Dickerson throws it up there, gets the bucket, and Hammonds gets the foul. And one of the few offensive highlights of the night for Arkansas State comes from Raheem Dickerson right there.
There's the first Arkansas State field goal of the second half. And what a tough shot.
8 minutes, 22 seconds without a field goal. Dickerson missed the free throw, and Hammonds had the rebound, lost the rebound. They get the ball into Hooten and a foul first. No basket. James Gallman gets the foul, his second, team sixth. Marcos Knight back in.
And I dare say that double-double is in jeopardy.
Sherry and Dwayne Hickey checking in from fashionable West Nashville. And I agree. He says, boy, these guys are good. And I'm sure he was not talking about you and I. He were talking about the five out there in the white jerseys.
I feel confident.
First free throw is good by Hooten. Second also good. He has a total of four, 54, make it 56-29, little by 27. In the front court, here's Tweedy Knight. There's Marcos Knight, he's back in there again. He's one rebound shy of a double-double. Right now, 13 points, nine rebounds. Here's Knight, top of the key, works it left. There's Tweedy Knight, drives the left baseline, lays it up and in. That's the old Linda Ronstadt play, Kyle.
Blue by you.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Tweedy Knight with his first two, 58-29. Little by 29 again, equaling their largest lead. Fall away by Golden is good.
Wow.
He's got seven, 58-31.
The iron kind.
Yes, it was. Well, Golden, I tell you, he is one tough freshman, isn't he?
He certainly is, and he's not averse to shooting the ball either.
Lob inside, Torin Walker, nice move, and Tweedy Knight with the really good pass.
Great seal there by Torin, and an even better catch.
60-31, and a foul on Gallman. His third foul, and it'll be Hooten shooting two.
Well, that's part of what makes Arkansas State so dangerous. They are really good in transition offense, can push it up, and they have shooters and finishers and post players that can run rim to rim.
First free throw is good on the Ascend Federal Credit Union scoreboard. Western leads at North Texas at the half, 27-24. Little Rock leads at Monroe late first half, 36-23. Troy leading by 8 at South Alabama tonight. That is in the second half, 12 minutes to go. And FAU losing badly at FIU, 84-65. That is a final. 60-32. Middle Tennessee by 28. Here's Cintron, top of the key, kicks it in the corner. Back out now to Tweedy Knight. Marcos Knight did get the rebound, by the way, credited with one. He has a double-double, 13-10. Ball tipped away and knocked out of bounds. And for Marcos, that will be his first double-double of the year, but his 20th double-figure game in 25 this year.
Excellent catch by Bobby Gardner there at the scorer's table.
Well, Bobby, in his day, there were a lot of passes in his day, but he was not afraid to put it up. Marcos Knight with a little shake and bacon off the elbow.
Yeah, Middle Tennessee's gone to a four-guard offense, and that puts Peterson on Marcos Knight on the perimeter, and that's not good for Peterson.
Shot missed, rebound pulled away, Tweedy Knight. Three on three. Here's Tweedy down the lane, stripped away. Ball knocked out of bounds by Dickerson. 9.5 minutes to go. Middle Tennessee looking for win number 21. Arkansas State in danger of dropping to 14-9 on the year. Out of the corner, shot missed. Marcos Knight got his own rebound. That's one way to make sure you've got the double-double. And Hooten with the foul. Hooten, his second, team seventh. Raiders in the bonus now as it will be Rayford Gator Worsham checking in for John Brady's ball club, a freshman from Waynesboro, Mississippi, standing next to another Mississippian in JT Salton. JT with only two tonight, and JT is really focused on trying to reach that 1,000-point mark. Right now, he stands at 956 points because he has a chance to be a 1,000-point, 500-rebound guy. He already has 560 career rebounds.
Well, JT, his sophomore year, was playing arguably as good a basketball as anybody in the conference. Had a very, very solid year last year and had a couple of peaks and valleys this year, but is responding in time and playing his best basketball of the season right now.
Marcos Knight missed the front end of the 1-1. Here's Golden, forces Cintron to the floor, missed the shot, rebound Peterson offensively, back to Hooten. Straight away three for Hooten is good. Marcus Hooten with 7. 62-35. Lead is 27. Massey in the front court, 9 minutes to go. Arkansas State beat Middle by 6 in overtime in Jonesboro. Bruce Massey only played 4 minutes that night. Here's Cintron with a drive. Cintron with 6, 64-35. Lay-in is good by Gator Worsham, and a foul on the other end. It'll be on Bruce Massey, his second, team seventh.
Coach Davis, not a happy coach right now, simply because we're just getting beat down the floor in transition defense. And, you know, coaches are going to always take that slant. We play every score at 0-0, not 64-37 as it is right now. He does not want to see that.
Worsham at the line. Front end is, or the three-point play is good. Gator Worsham has 3 in the game, 64-38, 26-point lead. Here's Gallman, left side, back on top, Sultan on the right wing to Ray Cintron. Cintron, left side, Gallman, open for a three, too hard. Offside, picked off by Golden. He'll clear it out to Hooten, and Arkansas State on the run. Hooten down the lane, shot blocked away, and a foul on Massey. Called by an official who was ducking to get away out of the play. If anybody, Cintron, you know, bodied him up, but Massey for sure didn't foul him. But he gets the call. Hooten hits the free throw. 64-39. Lead is 25 now. Middle is led by as much as 30. Hooten with 8. Hooten with 9. 64-40. And Arkansas State on a little run here as they have cut the lead back. Right side, here's Gallman. And a foul.
Clock issue.
Clock issue across the way. And Tom Eads, who heads up this veteran officiating crew. Tom Eads, Dan Chrisman, and Jerry Heater are checking it. Kermit Davis, 8 minutes away from win number 201 in his career. And Middle Tennessee looking to go 13-1 in the league and 21-4 overall.
Chip, while we got a little bit of a break here, I want to give a shout-out to my uncle, Ricky Goodrich, listening in Florida, watching on ESPN3. I'm not sure what he's doing in Florida, but he's doing it up big.
No doubt about that. We go under the – I know your Uncle Ricky. Under the 8-minute mark. Here's Gallman. Cintron missed the three. Rebound pulled away and knocked out of bounds. They say by Middle Tennessee, and it takes us to a media timeout. 7:50 remaining. Your score, Middle Tennessee 64, Arkansas State 40. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Shelbyville, call Deb Insel. And in Woodbury, call Mitch Wilson.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
WGNS, AM-FM, online. Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Well, it looks like you can start to fire up the printers a little bit if you'd like to print out that Sonic coupon after the game tonight. Because when the Blue Raiders win, you win as well. Buy one, get one free coupon that's good for 48 hours after every Middle Tennessee win. Either your ticket stub or the coupon that will pop up on GoBlueRaiders.com.
Chip, second half, Middle Tennessee shooting 13 of 23 from the floor for 57%. Arkansas State, meanwhile, only 4 of 15 from the floor for 27%. Arkansas State only one made three in the second half. Middle Tennessee, on the other hand, has cooled off from the three-point line, going 0 of 4. The all-important rebounding battle being won by the Blue Raiders right now, 32-22.
What adjustments have you seen from the first game to this game? And obviously, Monty Tau gets a tip of the hat tonight for the scout.
Well, you know, I think it's just
or is it more mental?
You know, as much as anything, we just did, you know, you don't want to take credit away from Arkansas State because obviously they played very well, played very hard. But I think, as I said in the pregame show, it was more self-destruction on our part than it was anything else. We didn't play well. We had a couple of distractions, a couple of issues like that, and you know, tonight you see a complete focus offensively and defensively, and this shows how good and dangerous this Middle Tennessee team can be when they're clicking on both ends.
Well, speaking of dangerous, Rakeem Dickerson with a nice drive and a bucket is 64-42, and all of a sudden it's a 22-point game. Here's Massey with it. Back out now to JT Sultan. Around into the corner, there's Gallman. 7:12 to go. Cintron fakes, drives, shoots, misses. Gallman chases down the rebound, gets a fresh 35. Gallman back out now to Massey. Gallman drives around a screen from Sultan. Out to Cintron, left side to Bruce Massey, under 7 minutes to go. Hunter sets a screen for Massey, goes back to him in the left corner. Open for three, got it!
Nice little pick and pop there by Nico Hunter. He sets the ball screen. Bruce drags the defense to the middle of the floor, kicks it back for the wide open three.
Nico Hunter with 15. There's a shot missed. That's an MTMC three, tip in by Worsham, and a foul. And it's going to be on either Gallman or Sultan. Rayford Worsham. Gallman gets the foul, his fourth. He'll come out of the game. Kerry Hammond's back in.
Chip, the way Arkansas State defends that ball screen, they really take their post and try to hedge hard, and it makes them very susceptible to that pick and pop action. It forces a closeout for another post player typically, and that just really puts them in a bad position with the shooters that we have at the 4 and 5 position.
Worsham missed the free throw, 67-44. 23-point lead. Into front court, Carey Jr. gets it over now to Ray Cintron. Cintron high post to Sultan, hands it off to Hammonds. In the corner, Cintron missed that one. Rebound pulled away. Hadn't been Ray's night from outside the arc. Here's Hooten from 18. Rattled, didn't go. Rebound pulled away by Townsell. Townsell into the corner, pass deflected. Middle has it, but threw it away. Right back to Gator Washington, or Gator Worsham. Long three, good by Golden. He's got 10. And timeout, Arkansas State with 5:53 to go. 67-47. The lead down to 20.
Yeah, saw Bruce Massey go to the floor there to get the 50-50 ball. And came up limping a little bit. Came up a little sore.
Join the more than 6,000 MTSU students who currently take some or all of their classes online. Find out more about online learning opportunities at mtsuonline.com. MTSU Online, a world of possibilities. A couple of emails checking in. Rusty Dallas watching in Chicago tonight. Glad to have him along with us. Kelly and Howard Forrest cheering on the Raiders to close out another Sun Belt win. They're out there in San Juan Capistrano, California. And you could join us, too, at radio at GoBlueRaiders.com.
You could see during that timeout that Coach Davis, part of the reason why he is the winningest coach in Middle Tennessee history is because he pushes that button all the time. There is no relax. There is no let-up in this Blue Raider basketball team.
They have T-shirts that say Blue Raider basketball never stops.
It does not.
Here is Massey in the corner. And a whistle and a foul on Arkansas State. And it's Ed Townsell who gets the foul, his second, team eighth. Townsell.
Well, you can see Bruce got in a position there with the ball above his head, and that's typically not where you want to have the ball above your head when you're in the corner. As a matter of fact, if he would have ripped that, he could have gone baseline all the way to the basket uncontested.
Massey's free throw gives him 6 for the night, his first points of the second half. I'll tell you, when you can bring Townsell out and put Dickerson in, or vice versa, these guards for Arkansas State have tremendous ability to score the basketball.
And that's what people say about us.
Yeah.
They take him out and put him in. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Massey with another free throw to go. Bruce now with 7. Your score, 69-47. Middle by 22. Here's Dickerson into front court. Dickerson works it left now to Hooten. Hooten gets it to Downs. Back outside now to Golden. Golden on the dribble. Looks left, goes that way. Dickerson goes around Sean Jones, kicks it back around. Open for the three that is missed. That was Golden. Raiders get the ball and another rebound for Marcos Knight, who has 12 now in the game. First double-double of the year for Marcos.
That's almost hard to believe.
It really is hard to believe. Here's Hammonds, lob inside. Nico Hunter, layup good.
Great pass from Carey, an even better seal and catch from Nico Hunter. Again, Arkansas State fronting the post. That high-low's been there all night long.
Nico with a season and career high 17, breaking his old career high of 15 that he had against Arkansas Little Rock. Whistle sounds and substitution made. Tweedy Knight comes in. Bruce Massey goes out to a nice round of applause. Bruce has had a good night on the floor. 5 assists on his evening. Here's Golden, left side. Lob it in. Downs. Bounce feed. Not a great looking pass, but it was knocked away by Marcos Knight, and it will be Arkansas State's ball. The Raiders will take on Troy here on Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock.
You just mentioned Bruce's 5 assists. That goes with 0 turnovers.
3-point shot out of the corner for Cameron Golden. He has 13 in the game, 71-50. Middle by 21. Arkansas State will head up the road to Bowling Green and take on Western. And one of the little flukes in the Sun Belt schedule that seem to come up quite often is the team that is playing at home on Saturday has a farther trip to the game than the road team does. There's Knight with a shot missed in the lane. Rebound pulled away by Gator Worsham. Worsham into front court to Dickerson. Gets it over now to Marcus Hooten. Hooten at 14 in the first game against the Raiders. Lays it off the glass here. Tip in. That will be Downs, who gets credit for the bucket. He's got 6, 71-52. First time in a long, long time that Arkansas State has been within 20.
Yeah, when they get that basketball driving downhill and get those offensive rebounders attacking the glass, that's when they're at their best.
Hammonds, looping pass to Sean Jones, 18-footer, no good. Rebound Arkansas State. And a media timeout with 2:55 remaining. With your score, Middle Tennessee 71, Arkansas State 52. Back to finish this one up after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit, anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Following tonight's game, we'll be selecting the Built Ford Tough Player of the Game, brought to you by your Mid-South Ford dealers. Our most valuable sideline reporter tonight has been and continues to be Chris Burnett.
Thanks, Chip. With 20 wins already in the books, that secures the second back-to-back 20-win season and the first since 1987 and 1988 and also the 88-89 seasons. That's the ninth winning season under Coach Davis and 5 out of the last 6. Back to you.
All right, and it has been a good ride the last couple of years, and when you look back on those two teams that these two teams have matched, pretty good teams also.
You better believe it. Matter of fact, I was fortunate enough to be on those staffs, so that tells you how long ago it was, Chip. I'm an old man.
Peach baskets,
yeah.
Jump ball after every made basket, all that kind of stuff.
Ladders, the whole thing.
71-52 in the final 3 minutes of this game. Here's Tweedy Knight. Works to the right side. Tweedy and a foul on Golden as he got the bump in on Knight. Matthew Merritt Madison and Mark Rogers in Jasper, Tennessee, watching tonight. They've been trying on dancing shoes. I hope they get a chance to use them coming in March.
Me too.
It'll be very nice. Tweety Knight will be at the free throw line. First one, no good. Tipped out, chased down by Arkansas State's Golden. Golden to the right side. Back out now to Dickerson. Head fakes, drives in, layup good. Boy, nice move by Dickerson. He got Nico Hunter up in the air and was off to the races.
Yeah, he didn't have a lot of room to finish either and found a way. That was, as you said, a great drive.
2:20 to go. Here's Knight. Left side to Tweedy. Backing in, Sean Jones. Turnaround left-hander rattled it home, and Sean Jones has had a solid night with 8 points on the evening.
A little bit of a different look for Sean. He went back to the opposite shoulder than he normally does there and hit a little face-up jump shot.
Well, this game has gotten sloppy in the second half.
Yes.
And foul called on the Blue Raiders, and it will be Tweedy Knight with the foul, his second, and Dickerson will go to the free throw line. Here comes Zane Gibson off the bench. Zane brought the crowd to his feet earlier this year when he ripped his first three as a Blue Raider. Dickerson has six, all coming here in the second half. Free throw is good. Here's Zane Gibson in from Chattanooga Baylor. Marcos Knight. Boy, he gets a great, well-deserved round of applause as he leaves the game. Knight with 15 points, and he also has 11 rebounds on the night, his first double-double of the season, and just one heck of a basketball player. Second free throw by Dickerson, hit them both. 73-56. Dickerson now with nine. All of his have come this half. 1:53 to go. Knight, that's Tweedy, goes left to, tried to go to Zane Gibson, ball knocked away. Golden all the way, layup good. Cameron Golden with 15, and it's 73-58. Right now, it is an 11-2 run that Arkansas State is on, trying to close this game. 90 seconds left.
Yeah, not the finish that Coach Davis wanted to see, obviously. Very difficult to maintain that intensity with that large 20-plus point lead, but you certainly don't want to see that thing drop down to the point that it is right now.
Yeah. Raheem Dickerson, his fourth foul, will send Kerry Hammonds to the free throw line, and John Brady with the conversation across the way. Brady and Kermit Davis, of course, were on the LSU staff together. Brady was the head coach and Kermit was the associate head coach, and they have been friends for quite some time, and when they go at it, it's like two brothers fighting in the backyard. John got round one by a small margin in overtime in Jonesboro. Kermit is going to get this one by a pretty big margin here tonight. Front end of 1-1 missed by Kerry Hammonds, and Arkansas State gets the ball. Golden a three. Air ball. Hammonds with a rebound. 1:10 to go. Hammonds will work it up the floor and get it to Tweedy Knight. We'll be hearing from Coach Davis in a few moments. Timeout called by Kermit for a substitution. Gavin Gibson will check in. Fenoy Perkins will check in. And John Brady just got a technical foul. No, he called a timeout. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
So Brady calls the full timeout. And Middle Tennessee gets the substitutions in. And I think these players, Coach Davis would never admit it, but I think these players wanted to make a statement tonight.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. Like I said, they've had this game earmarked ever since they left Jonesboro. They didn't give the account of themselves that they wanted to give. And obviously this one was one that they've been looking at for a while.
And Middle Tennessee had to live with that overtime loss in Jonesboro. on an overnight bus ride to Mobile, Alabama, and had plenty of time to think about it and just stewed and stewed on it and have been waiting for Arkansas State to get back into town tonight.
You know, that, yeah,
they took out some frustrations.
They certainly did. And you know, they responded, first of all, immediately, because the game that they played at South Alabama against a good basketball team was exceptional. And, you know, that's a tough bus ride to begin with. And you're coming off a tough loss. You have a chance to really, like you said, stew is a great word. So they responded in kind in Mobile and responded in kind again tonight.
73-58, it is a 15-point lead, and Middle Tennessee in the front court. The Raiders have led by as much as 30. And Gavin Gibson had the ball knocked away over to Zane Gibson in the corner. There's Hammonds. 48 seconds to go. The crowd wants Fenoy Perkins to get his hands on it. Here's Hammonds driving in, kicks it out to Gavin Gibson. Gavin, short corner, works it back out. Fenoy Perkins had the ball stripped away. On the run, here's Worsham, left side, carried it, no call, missed the layup, but there's the tip in by Downs. Downs with eight, 73-60. 20 seconds to go in middle into front court. Here's 29, he's going to dribble it out. Middle Tennessee will go to 21-4 and 13-1 in conference play. Arkansas State will be 14-9 and go to 8-6 in conference play. Fenoy Perkins misses a last-second shot. Arkansas State will shoot one from midcourt, and there's your final. 73-60 is your final score. Middle Tennessee wins by 13 over the Arkansas State Red Wolves. Great crowd here on Mardi Gras night. Stay tuned for the first Tennessee postgame show after this timeout from Nelligan Sports.